I know how you would hate me inviting people to dinner at the last minute, but this is special. I know you'll understand.
No, you won't.
Mr. Jefferson, what a nice surprise.
Did you leave in your apartment?
Me? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was just trying on my new fencing mask.
Can I use your phone?
Oh, certainly. Come in.
Thanks. Here.
Oh, Mr. Jefferson, this is far too much for one little phone call. You shouldn't have.
I didn't. I just want you to hold it for me until I make this call.
Oh, then your phone is out of order?
No.
Oh, I don't understand.
That's because you ain't married.
It's not for want of trying, I assure you. I just haven't found Miss Wright. Oh, there have been several Miss Wrights, lovely girls, but there was always one little drawback to our relationship.
Yeah, what was that?
They didn't like me.
Wheezy, honey. Look, I know how you hate me inviting people to dinner without giving you an advance notice, so I'm calling you now to tell you that I invited someone to dinner, okay? Good. Huh? Oh, you got plenty of time. He won't be there for a whole half hour. But, Wheezy, now you listen to me, woman. Hold on. She'll kill me if I hang up on her.
Let's get something straight, George. I am not your servant. I'm your wife. And I won't stand for it.
Weezy, look.
Don't interrupt, George. A half hour's notice is no notice at all. Do you hear me, George?
I hear you, Weezy. I hear you.
Now, don't you walk away from me when I'm talking to you. What are you doing here?
Trying to get a word in edgewise.
But I see.
It's okay, Bentley. You can hang up now.
That was a rotten trick you played on me, George.
I did it for both of us, Wheezy.
You did what for both of us?
See, this guy I invited to dinner could do us a lot of good. You remember me talking about a Coleman Harris?
The man who owns the supermarkets?
That's right. And he also owns the real estate company who owns the land where he built the supermarkets. And he owns the finance company who lent him the money to buy the real estate company.
And the dog that ate the cat, that swallowed the rat, that ate the cheese.
Quit joking, Wheezy. Fun and money don't mix.
Then this Coleman Harris must be a real barrel of laughs.
Probably. He's going into the catering business now, citywide. And it's going to be the biggest thing since Afro Sheen. This guy's filthy rich and now he's going to make another fortune.
Good for him. I'm always happy to hear that somebody who's filthy rich is about to get even filthy.
Yeah, but some of this filth is going to rub off on us because I'm going to get the cleaning contract to his catering business, even if it means you cooking him the best meal he ever had.
Okay, George, it just so happens we're having roast beef.
Great.
And baked potatoes in their jackets.
Oh, maybe you should put little collars and ties on. This guy's real classy.
All right, George. You gave me a surprise, and now I have one for you. You will never guess who I ran into this morning.
That's right, because I ain't going to even try. Where's the book, Louise? This is a $14 bottle of wine, and the guy told me I got to let it breathe.
For $14, it should have come with his own oxygen tank. The corkscrew is right there in front of you.
Oh. Okay, who'd you bump into?
someone we knew when we lived up in Harlem.
Somebody black?
And beautiful.
Ah, then it couldn't be anybody from your family.
It wasn't family, George. I'll give you a hint. You gotta shake, rattle, and roll.
Sim! Roy Sim!
Right! And his wife, Natalie.
Why, how they doing?
Fine. But Roy misses you, George. He says there's no fun singing duets by himself.
He remembered, huh?
I think the whole neighborhood remembers. When you and Roy did your stuff at a party, it was a ball. A wrecking ball.
Yeah, we could have more housing than the building inspector. Yeah, I really dug that cat. But Roy Sims is one in a million. He'd lend you the shirt off his back.
Yeah, I remember when he lent you the shoes off his feet. Mm-hmm. Because the pair you owned had more hole than sole.
Yeah, and I had to walk all the way downtown and all that slush looking for a job. Ooh, he had some big feet on him, didn't he? I had to take two steps before those shoes moved once. You know what? I could have put wheels under one of them and used it as a skateboard.
And you got the job, remember?
Mm-hmm. And how's Natalie?
Just as sassy as ever. How that woman could make me laugh. You remember when she got the landlord to send the exterminator?
No.
Oh, sure you do. The landlord came for the rent, and she gave him a rat. And he said, where's the rent? She said, inside the rat. They eat up everything around here. The exterminator was there the next day.
Yeah, them two were quite a pair. Where are you living now?
Oh, same old place. Things haven't changed for them.
Oh, that's too bad. It sure would be nice to see old boy again.
It would?
Sure would.
Oh, I'm glad, because that's my surprise. I invited them to dinner tonight.
Hey, hold it. Free. Tell me I heard you wrong, Wheezy.
You heard me wrong, Wheezy.
But I didn't, did I?
That's right, you didn't. They're coming to dinner tonight.
They can't.
Why not? You just said you would like to see them.
I would tomorrow or yesterday, any day, but today, I told you I already invited Coleman Harris.
So?
Look, you don't understand, Wheezy. Harris is the top dog in black society. He's one of the 400.
But you just said Roy is one in a million.
Look, Roy and that are meat and potatoes. Harris is the upper crust, real fancy. He's coming here to see if I got enough class to go into business with him. What's he gonna think when he sees the Sims?
Well, if he's as brilliant as you say he is, he'll figure out there's two more people for dinner.
I'm gonna call him right now and tell him to come another night.
Okay, George.
What's their number?
It's unlisted.
Since when?
Since they haven't got a phone.
This came for you, Mr. Jefferson. Too big for the mailbox. I thought I'd bring it up personally.
Oh, thanks, Ralph.
Oh, thank you, sir. Will there be anything else, sir?
No, that's it. Oh, wait a minute. Look, we got some people coming up name of Sims. I want you to tell them something that's not exactly the truth.
Like what, sir?
Like we suddenly died. Only something they'd believe. You know, just get rid of them.
Offhand, I wouldn't know what I could tell them. I'll think of something. That is, if they show up in the next 30 seconds, I'm going off duty now.
Oh, well.
But I have been known to hang around an extra 10 minutes or so. Or until they show up. Oh, yes, sir, until they show up.
Good. So now get out there, and as soon as
there he is! Oh, God!
Roy and Natalie, I was just telling the doorman to show you up as soon as you got here. Ralph, you won't have to do that now.
But I still haven't done that job yet, sir. You told me to tell them.
Oh!
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, rattle and roll! Hey. Hey.
Wheezy! Roy and Natalie are here.
Ooh-wee! You sure got it made.
Dig this!
You You're so high up you can't even see the muggers.
Hi! Oh, I'm so glad you could make it. Oh.
I'd have made it with two broken legs and a rubber crutch.
Well, what do you think of the place?
Louise, I always dreamed of living in a lovely apartment. This place is so beautiful, it makes my wildest dreams look run down.
Come in the kitchen with me, Natalie. We'll talk while I'm fixing dinner. George, why don't you make Roy a drink? Come on.
George, as long as one of us was going to make it, and it wasn't me, I'm glad it was you.
So am I. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'll never forget how poor we used to be. Man, things were so bad when my father came home with a job. We didn't even know what that was.
I know what a job is. A job is something that the white dude behind you just got.
Man, I tried so hard to get a job, I even lied about my color.
You told him you was black, huh?
Well, how you like?
Well, it ain't Muscatel. You'll pass.
Hey, rattle and roll.
Hey, shake. Come on, George. What you waiting for?
Roy, look, I got a little favor to ask of you.
Name it Porky. Porky. Ain't it funny how all of a sudden it come back to me how we used to call you Porky because you were so crazy about pig knuckles.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but, about this favor, Roy. You see, we got this rich society dude coming over here tonight for dinner, too. You know, an important deal and...
A rich dude coming here tonight?
Yeah. What's the matter, Roy?
Well, you know how me and Natalie are, Porky. Just plain folks. We ain't dressed so good and...
Yeah, I know how you feel, buddy. You know, I remember the first time I had to spend an evening with some rich society dude. Man, I wished I was anywhere but there.
You did, huh?
Yeah, man, I'd have given anything to get out of that place.
You would, huh?
I never felt so much like a dummy in all my life. Man, I was so miserable. Only thing I could think of was to go, leave, split, vamoose.
George.
Yeah, old buddy.
Would it burn your nose if me and Natalie was to leave and come back some other time?
What do you want to do that for?
Natalie! I mean, you ain't gonna take no offense, are you?
Well, you know, if you insist.
Yeah, I insist.
Yeah, Roy.
We're gonna leave now and come back some other time.
George, did you say
me? I'm trying to get him to stay, ain't I, Roy?
That's right, Louise, that's right.
Then why are we going?
I'll explain it to you later.
You sure you won't stay, old buddy?
Thanks, old buddy. But some other time.
Look, make it real soon, man, because I feel real bad that you ain't staying now.
Yeah, well, you know, some other time, old friend. Bye.
Come on. George, what happened? Did you say something to make him leave?
No, we're just talking about old times. Maybe he got homesick for home.
Homesick for home? He just left there.
Well, if you want to find out, you invite him to dinner tomorrow night and ask him. Actually, it couldn't have worked out better if I had planned it that way. Now there's nothing to mess up my meeting with Coleman Harris. Hear that, Wheezy? There's a future knocking at our door.
I got to thinking, Porky, old buddy. You was looking so sad when I said he was going. I got to feeling real bad about you feeling bad. So, guess who's staying for dinner? You know, George, this wine ain't too bad once you get used to it.
Yeah, well, don't get too used to it. I gotta save some for Coleman Harris.
Oh, yeah. I get butterflies in my stomach every time I think about mixing with that dude.
There's no need to feel that way.
He can't help how he feels. Look, man, there's still plenty of time to split if you still want
to. Oh, no, George. I know how bad you want us to stay. So what if I feel stupid? Like I was telling Natalie in the elevator, George wouldn't mind being stupid for me, would you, old buddy?
No, George is very good at that.
Shoot, Roy, maybe you worried about nothing. Well, I heard that some rich people can be as nice as poor people.
Yeah, look at me.
But I don't want to spoil things for George. I mean, this big shot dude coming here to talk a big deal. What if this fancy fat cat was to ask me what line I'm in, and I got to tell him the unemployment line?
Unemployed.
See? How's that gonna make George look?
Like a man who chooses his friends for what they are and not for what they've got.
Well, it seems to me if this Harrison man is the kind who'd look down at anyone just cause they ain't rich, it could be fun pulling the wool over his eyes.
What's coming up in the head of yours, honey?
Well...
Stand back, everybody. She's thinking. Give her head room to work. Go, baby. Go.
Well, when you ain't unemployed, what's your job?
Let's see. It's been so long, I forget.
You're a waiter.
That's it.
Which means you're in the restaurant business.
George, I got me a hunch I'm about to move up in the world.
Right on, because you just become the owner of a beautiful new restaurant.
Oh, don't be chintzy, Natalie. Only one restaurant? Give him three or four.
Yeah, it's about time I expanded.
Then do it upright. You got a whole chain of them from coast to coast. You got more restaurants than Gerald Ford's got wind buttons.
Friends, it was a long, hard road, but it was worth it. I finally became a millionaire.
Roy, you so rich now, you can lend oil to the A-Rex.
Kidding. He's so rich, if he died, they'd need an extra coffin for his wallet.
You got it.
I'm so rich, I can't afford to die.
What's the matter, honey?
Well, I got rich so fast, my mouth ain't caught up with my money. What do rich people talk about?
Well, first, let me tell you what they don't talk about. They don't talk about the three R's. Roaches, rats, and rent. They also don't talk about welfare, being broke, and unemployed.
What else is there?
Money. They talk about how to make more money.
And then they talk about how they can get away without paying taxes on it.
Yeah, man, the government's killed us with them taxes.
Is that what they say?
No, that's what I say. Look, you work, you slave, and where does it all go? Taxes. It's just one big headache after another.
Maybe you better get rid of some of your restaurants, Roy.
Maybe you better get rid of all of them, because I don't think this is going to work. See, y'all don't know this Coleman Harris.
And I don't think I'd want to.
Don't worry about a thing, Giorgio, buddy. I'll do just like you told me. I'll talk rich, money, and taxes.
And nothing else. If he asks you something you don't understand...
I'll say I don't understand.
No, man, that's a dead giveaway. If it's something you don't understand, you just say, I'll have to sleep on that.
That's right up Roy's alley, because he can sleep on anything.
There he is. All right, everybody look classy.
Jefferson?
Mr. Harris.
Thank you.
Oh, I'd like you to meet...
Thank you. Good evening. I'm Coleman Harris.
I'm Roy Sims. How much taxes did you screw the government out of this year?
I beg your pardon.
Mr. Harris, I'd like you to meet my wife, Mrs. Jefferson.
How do you do?
Hi.
And two of our very dear friends, Roy and Natalie Sims.
How do you do?
Mr. Sims?
Mr. Sims owns a chain of restaurants.
Oh, restaurants.
Coast to coast.
What you said?
Huh?
Is it a corporate proprietorship or do you franchise?
I'll have to sleep on that.
He's such a kidder. Like all of you eccentric millionaires.
Sims. Strange, I haven't heard of you before.
Oh, that's because his restaurant's going under a different name.
Oh, what's that?
Sambo's?
Really? But tell me, Sims, you have any trouble getting help?
I've been having trouble getting help for years.
So So you do have labor problems.
No, Roy, don't go into labor. That's my problem.
His wife is eccentric, too.
George, I'm sure Mr. Harris would like a drink.
Yes, thank you. A little wine would be nice.
Oh, sure. Have a seat, please.
Do you have any children, Mr. Harris?
No, no time for that.
What a shame. A man should have some hobbies.
There you go. The best.
Thank you. You know, Sims, the trouble with the working class is that they don't want to work anymore. I don't know about you, but I'm having a lot of trouble getting colored help.
Yeah, what color are you looking for?
Now, you know what I mean. A lot of our people not answering the door when opportunity knocks.
How much are you knocking with?
What do you mean?
I mean, how much are you paying?
Well, what difference does that make? With all the people out of work, you'd think they'd be glad to get anything. But no, they'd rather sit at home, living lazy on welfare.
Living lazy on welfare? Let me tell you something, Mr. Harris.
How do you like the wine, Mr. Harris?
68, isn't it?
No, it's burgundy.
I mean the vintage. Oh. Very nice for an off year.
Off year?
Nice apartment, huh?
Charming. Yeah, a charming little place you have here, Mrs. Jefferson.
Little?
Thank you. We like it very much.
Oh, but we're thinking about looking around for something bigger.
If you want something really nice, I could try to get you into my building. Well, that is, if your references are acceptable.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Well, I mean, they just don't let anybody in.
Anybody? Who are you calling anybody?
I beg your pardon?
George ain't just anybody, and don't you forget it.
Cool it, Roy.
Come on, Nally, we're leaving.
Roy, wait.
Sorry, Louise. We better split before I mess things up for George.
Oh, please, don't go.
Look, honey, I know Roy real good, and I wouldn't push it if I was you.
Jefferson, I don't understand your friend's behavior at all.
You don't? Then I'll explain it to you.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
I'll explain it slow so you understand. And I do it loud so you don't miss nothing.
Tell it like a T.I.N.
Okay, baby. Now, hear this. You only here 5 minutes, and you ain't done nothing but putting my buddy down. Maybe I'm just an unemployed waiter.
Unemployed, huh? That figures.
That's right, unemployed. But I know how to conduct myself proper when I'm in a man's house. You ought to take some of that money you got and buy yourself some good manners. You ought to be proud that a real classy dude like Porky is going to be in business with you. Well, we'll be going now. George, Louise, thanks for a lovely evening. Come on, Natalie.
George? Isn't there something you want to say to our friends?
It sure is.
Hold on there, Roy. You ain't leaving. He is.
What? When you learn how to conduct yourself proper in a man's house, like my friend here, you give me a call and I'll think it over. I'll think it over for you, Jefferson. We've got a deal.
What deal?
I'll tell you what deal. I won't call you Porky, and don't you call me. If I did call you Chump, you wouldn't like what I call you.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, George.
That was fun. I guess I told you right.
Yeah.
You didn't stop to think for 1 minute how much it was costing you. You just stole all that money to get lost.
And you just took all the fun out of it.
Then let's put a little fun back in there, George. Let's shake, rattle and roll. Come on, George. Shake, rattle and roll. Hey, shake, rattle and roll. Hey, shake, rattle and roll. Hey,
and
that feels good. Oh, not there, George. It tickles.
Oh, some part ill with you.
Yeah, I haven't danced so much in years. I don't know about you, but I'm pooped.
Well, you ain't as young as you used to be.
Oh, come on.
Whatever.
Fine.
I'd sure like to see them again.
You will. Sooner than you think.
Huh?
Roy left his skateboard.
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.